Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What you're feeling is just pure humidity.
Ah, that thick, thick air. That's humidity.
That's what's waiting for you today, friends. Thick humidity.
Mm-hmm. Plan on it.
We do have a heat advisory today. That just popped up.
Yeah.
Just for 7 hours, noon till 7.
Okay. Well, we've done this before.
I'm going to guess the heat index will be in the low to mid-90s. A little breezy. High wind speeds topping 25 today. And then maybe a little rain moving in, primarily after 4 o'clock. 40% chance, which means 60% chance snow.
That's right. No, isn't it like the area?
No,
like
40% it's not.
Of the area?
No, that is not accurate at all. Why do you think that's right?
I thought we discussed this.
We did, and it's wrong. We talked to our friends at Channel 2. That's absolutely not even close to being right. It's not right.
Okay, I apologize to you. Whoa.
Math. It's not geography. It's chance of condition. Why would it be geography? Doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I thought that that's what they explained.
Who?
Was I Channel 2.
Was I not here that day?
Yeah. No, that day. I thought it was the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to die on this hill.
Dead.
I'm going to fight this one. Give me a sword.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
I am.
Holy buckets.
Take on the day.
I'm not ready to fight weather. You will lose.
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
Why are you poking me more?
I'm not poking.
You will lose.
I'm done. Put down your sword.
I have a pen and another pen.
Okay.
And a cup of coffee. That's all I have.
Thank God.
Those are my only worldly possessions right now.
You don't. Put down the coffee, too. No more.
I brewed two at the same time.
Whoa.
I'm double in. Here we go. Yeah, either way, regardless of whatever weather stories you believe, we're just hoping it hangs to not in our area because Marion's got an event. Cedar Rapids has an event.
We've got things to do today.
There's a lot going on, yeah. And then that just builds into Freedom Festival weekend, and then all of a sudden, wait a week, and it's the 4th of July. Goes fast.
We've got more things. It's a very busy 2 weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots to do, and we don't have time for this.
I just want, like, I think less humidity. I think that's what's just, I don't like taking my dog out at 3 in the morning and going, God, it's hot.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
It's gross.
It's 3 in the morning. It should not be that hot.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been out to my garden so long.
Now,
just because I don't want to be out there.
Then again, who knows what we believe. Doesn't the humidity help things grow?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's moisture in the air.
No, I see green. It looks lush, but I don't want to go out there and be a part of it.
That's why you have children,
yeah.
Right? You have offspring to mow the lawn, take the dog out in the garden.
Get out there and check on it.
Go harvest something.
No, I know there's weeds. I need to pull weeds, but I just don't want to do it.
Can you just kill them with a spray?
I'm afraid to when you want things to grow and it's right next to something you don't want to grow.
You gotta get the really thin nozzle one.
Yeah. So it's accuracy.
Yeah, you get right down there. But then at that point, just pull it.
Yeah. I'm all the way down there like, ugh.
Well, what do you want? When do you want to pull weeds? How about Friday night? It's going to be 66.
Let's be honest. Never. I don't want to do the weeding.
Get out there. Well, I want you mad at your weeds like I'm mad at people who don't understand how weather works.
You're right. I got to get a kid out there.
You got to get a kid out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. $5. All I need is a good $5. That could get somebody out there doing it.
Offer them like per weed, but not $5.
Oh, God. No.
No. Change, but make it sound like they're going to make a lot of money. And then when it's done, they didn't really make a lot of money.
I was going to say a quarter for, no, probably a nickel.
You guys, there's a lot of weeds out there.
I'll give you one shiny nickel for each weed you bring,
and
Mama.
For every $5, I will double it.
Oh!
So now it's 10 cents a weed.
Look out, we got dimes going here.
Yeah, do that.
Boy.
Try that.
I'll try it. I'll try anything, as long as I don't have to do it. That's my goal. And a new study talking about the best and worst states to go on a road trip.
Okay.
This is very doable for us. The number one answer.
From here?
From Iowa.
The
best summer 2025 road trip.
Summer 2025?
According to their studies, it is Minnesota.
Oh, that's easy.
I know. It's such an easy drive.
Yeah.
But they looked at a lot of different categories: cost, safety, how many attractions and activities are there once you get there, like national parks, amusement parks, beaches, and lakes. And you know they got lakes.
Shouldn't they also figure out how far away you are from that state? Like, if there's a radio show right now in Oregon doing this story, are they going to say
is
Minnesota?
Is that as doable?
Yeah.
Well, they've got some others.
That's a long drive.
There's a big top 10 list, but number one was Minnesota.
That's simple.
I was just surprised to see Minnesota, so hi.
Who did this? The Minnesota Tourism Department?
The Wallet Hub people.
Oh, yeah.
They look at all those factors and nerd things up together. Minnesota, state of New York, Ohio?
Ohio? They do
what
have a
cost?
Yeah. They've got a ton of roller coaster parks. A ton. Cedar Point.
They do?
Yes.
I didn't know that about Ohio.
Just north of Cleveland, Cedar Point is like the king of all roller coaster theme parks. Yes.
Huh.
You know how I know that? I road trip there.
Road trip?
I did road trip there. But you've got...
See, that's...
You've got baseball. Why am I actually helping Ohio? You've got baseball.
Look at Ohio's tourism board.
You've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's true, too. I forgot about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You've got chili that's on top of spaghetti. Skyline chili is very popular in Cincinnati.
It's very popular, but I don't know about that.
I mean, look at all of those abundant reasons to go to the great state of Ohio. What am I saying?
I was all excited about Minnesota, but look at you shipping for Ohio.
There's a lot of vowels in the name. It's one consonant.
And so you won't feel like it's weird after being in Iowa?
No, it's almost the same. It's like we're a very close cousin.
Guys, they just don't have a W, okay?
And all you got to do is get through Illinois and Indiana. And there you are, Ohio. Wow! Ohio.
Ohio's biggest fan.
It's also for lovers, I've read.
Oh, that's right. I've heard that.
Ohio. Go get them, Ohio. I'm so sorry, Minnesota. I don't know what happened there.
Why didn't... I love Minnesota.
I'm so sorry.
Prince...
Let me tell you about Minnesota.
Yeah, okay. Let's get excited. Mall of America.
Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Also a theme park. there's the Spam Museum.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. They make
Have
a
you
lot.
Been?
No, but the town that's like Rochester, that's the home of Spam.
Yeah, and home of Target.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
My mind, I'm afraid I'm losing it because I feel like this summer in particular, I'm driving around, I'm picking up kids from here and there and taking them to this kid's house and that kid's house. And even just this morning on my way into work, I get in the car, I start pulling out the driveway, and then I notice that my car isn't pairing with my phone. I keep forgetting my phone at home.
Ugh.
And then I have to make the decision. Do I have to turn around?
That's a good question. Do you have to turn around? Yes. I hate that feeling.
And it's like, well, I might as well just go. I mean, how far am I going? How long am I going to be gone? Do I need my phone when I get to my destination? How important is it that I have it? How late am I running?
When did you decide to?
This morning. This morning is the latest one. And I was like, no, I can't go a full day without my phone. Can't do it.
How far away before you?
One block.
That's not too bad.
It's not terrible, but it's just annoying that it keeps happening so frequently. Like, a lot of times it's when I'm going to go pick up my daughter from daycare, and I'm like, the stakes are low.
Are you putting it in a different location in the house?
No, I just set it down. Right wherever I was, and there it sits.
I had the exact same feeling this morning on the interstate. I wanted to... Well, I was going to bring a ball cap because we're doing some stuff with the Colonels today.
Oh.
And then I was past the point of return.
You can't. At a certain point, you can't turn
It's like I'm not going to...
You can't.
Not going to.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. You were too far gone.
I was, yes. I feel like a block to a couple. But once you're on a major thoroughfare, there's no... You just don't do it.
Exactly. No. And I could just go around the block.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, though, your phone and your car talk to each other.
That's the only
way
I know.
So you knew.
My car is now my best friend. It's my biggest tool that I can use.
Yeah.
It's saving me.
Well, good deal. I guess the goal next week is 5 days, wrong one. No turnaround. That's the music that you're going to hear. Starting Friday, it's opening night for Little Shop of Horrors at Theater Cedar Rapids. And I get an onstage experience at the end of the show.
At the end?
At the end of the show. We get to go on stage and see the set and interact with Audrey, too.
Ooh.
The plant. And it is my understanding that the plant, which through the course of the show gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Was or is the plant that was just recently featured in this revival on Broadway.
That's what I heard.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get to actually interact with a Broadway star.
With a famous Broadway
puppet. Star. the sets alone, TCR, I will put them up against any touring Broadway production.
The sets are insane.
Yeah. They just keep getting better every show.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it.
Oh, totally.
I can't wait to see what Frozen's going to look like.
Uh-huh.
Dear Evan Hansen's really interesting because it's very digital, which they just announced that show for this slot next season.
Yeah, so what do you do with that?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah, but Little Shop of Horrors gets to open up on Friday, and I get to meet the plant on Friday. That's very, I just hope it doesn't eat me.
Be careful.
Do you think there's a photo op where I get to lean in?
Ask them how far in you can go into the plant. Because
I
there's got a way, because the plant eats people.
Yes, that's part of the fun of the show.
Ask if you can be eaten by the plant.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
I've seen a ton of these in northern Iowa, and I've seen them starting to develop more around like Ankeny. But gates on the interstate are a new thing, and they're coming to eastern Iowa.
Oh.
So this all is because of the February blizzard that we had. And they had to shut down some roads, and they had some horrible, horrible traffic problems, specifically in north central Iowa and near Ankeny and Des Moines, just because there's a lot of traffic right there.
Right.
So the IDOT is installing more of these gates to close down on-ramps on interstates, not only on I-35, but you just said you saw one. Now that you say that, mm-hmm. I do recall seeing one near Williamsburg.
Yeah.
They will be going all the way from Altoona to Davenport on 80. Yeah. I don't know. It's every single exit or what the determination is, like major population center versus more like out in the middle of nowhere where it's hard to stop the drifting snow.
Right.
But yeah, the idea of gates on the interstate, which Minnesota was probably the first time I ever saw one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen them in use because I probably shouldn't have been out.
Yeah, because the advisory is don't
go
driving
out.
Right now. Yeah.
But yeah, you see them if you ever take that drive up to Minnesota, it's always on I-35. But yeah, they're working their way down closer now to Ankeny and to Des Moines, so that's I-35, and then we will now see them Altoona to Davenport on 80. And then again, I don't know if it goes west or not. I've never driven to that.
This is
part
interesting.
Of the state.
I saw it and I was like, oh dear, why? What's that for? But you're right with winter.
Just
weather.
The way it seems to be less snow events, but more severe snow events, and it seems to cause more driving problems. So
and now is the time to install them when it's nice.
Scott, when you have to get gas for your snowblower in the middle of the blizzard,
yeah.
That's not fun.
No.
So this is the best time to do it. The University of Northern Iowa has unveiled plans for the Panther District.
TC, you got me, man.
A proposed mixed-use development set to include new restaurants, retail spaces, a hotel, and housing options. Panther District will be located on the city's west side across West 27th Street from the McLeod Center, close to Cedar Falls High School and the UNI Performance Venues. The whole idea is that way you've got people coming to the area, so they will use the venues, they will enhance the area's appeal. Once they finalize the developer, UNI will seek approval from the Iowa Board of Regents with construction anticipated to start shortly thereafter.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah,
wow.
Though it's not within direct proximity to the University of Iowa, I would say that that Coral Landing, I think Coralville kind of that mixed-use destination concept.
Yeah.
And then Ames kind of doubled down on that, but put it right in the heart of the sports campus. And this is kind of a mixed use for you and I. So I think it's a great opportunity and great announcement. What's got us feeling all right? I think we hear a lot about all of these nonprofits in our area, but we never really get the opportunity to, you're never invited to like go meet the executive director. They might be at an event. You might see them out, but it just doesn't feel comfortable. Like, well, that's the executive director.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if I can approach that person. Well, what if it's an open house specifically to meet the executive director?
Then you better put out your hand and say hi.
And there's free refreshments.
Oh.
His Hands Free Clinic is welcoming a new executive director, and they're hosting a community open house tomorrow, Friday, June 27th at 1 o'clock. You can meet executive director Kathy DeMello. This is where you can look at the clinic, meet staff and volunteers, really see how they work within our community. There's also going to be a big donor wall as well. This is for a big campaign that they finally wrapped up, so that'll be unveiled. Her background, by the way, she was at Circle Computer Resources up till 2022 in the full-time for-profit world, and then she's like, you know what? I'm giving my time to nonprofits. So she's spending all of her time as either executive director or on boards of a variety of organizations.
Wow.
She works with the American Cancer Society, Metro Catholic Outreach. So you're welcome to attend. Late refreshments will be provided. Again, this is all tomorrow. 1 o'clock, His Hands Free Clinic, and your chance to go up and say, hi, Kathy. Thanks for all you do in our community. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
There's been weeks of rumors and speculation, but it seems safe to say that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are officially done. A source says that Katy and Orlando split, but it's all amicable. It's not contentious at the moment. Katy is relieved because they never actually got married.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to go through like a divorce because that was the worst time of her whole life.
That's easy. You just delete a number out of your phone. You're done.
Yeah.
How simple.
Well, except that he's the father of your child.
Yeah, that's a technicality.
Daisy Dove is turning 5 in August. They do share her. They first got together in 2016, briefly split up in 2017, and then got back together in 2018. And then they were supposed to get married, but then COVID and all of that. So now it looks like done. He's going to the Bezos wedding alone.
He's going single. You might meet somebody.
Hey, get ready to mingle.
I saw Wedding Crashers.
Sabrina. That's right. Sabrina Carpenter caused a stir when she released the cover art on her upcoming album, Man's Best Friend. It showed her on her knees. She was in front of a man, and he had a handful of her hair, pulling her hair.
Yeah, and the proximity of body to body also wasn't the best image.
Yeah. It was all the juxtaposition.
Mm-hmm. A lot of juxtaposition.
I don't know if it was because of all the criticisms that she got saying it was a sexist image or if she's being sarcastic in the release yesterday of an alternative cover. Now, on this alternative cover of her album, Man's Best Friend, she's standing holding onto the shoulder of a man in a suit. His back is to the camera.
Is it the same guy from the... I'm guessing it's the same photo shoot.
It's got to be the same photo shoot. This is just a different version.
Okay.
So there's some other men in the background as well. Close-up of her, back of him.
Got it.
Yeah. This one, on her Instagram post, she says, this cover is approved by God.
Well, great.
Yeah. So as long as you got God's approval, it should be all good.
How do you get God's approval?
I don't know how she did it. She did not reveal how she did that, but good for you, Sabrina Carpenter. Good job. There's been a little bit of chatter this week on season 36, the finale of The Simpsons. They killed off Marge.
Stop it. You can't kill off Marge.
You can't kill off Marge, right? Every episode is the episode, and then it continues on as if that episode didn't matter, right?
Yes.
So the episode is called Stranger Things, and it starts with Marge telling Bart and Lisa to always stay close because she and Homer won't always be around. And then flash forward 35 years, Bart and Lisa have drifted. Marge is no longer with us, shows her tombstone, and it says beloved wife, mother, and pork chop seasoner. When season 37 eventually premieres, I assume it's all going to go back to normal. They haven't made any major announcements that the lady who is the voice of Marge is no longer going to be doing it or anything. Although her voice has gotten... It just sounds painful to listen to Marge anymore.
There are people out there that like to impersonate that voice, so you think it'd be available. But that is the OG. But they're not getting any younger, right?
No, the whole cast. I mean, this season 36, that's a long, long time. By the way, Lisa, flash forward 35 years, is the commissioner of the NBA, which is formerly called the WNBA. And the men's league is now known as the MNBA.
That's fantastic.
Which is a little nod to maybe Caitlin Clark.
Maybe. Has she made an appearance yet on The Simpsons?
No, she should be on The Simpsons.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, that's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Well, we have to be there early, but was it 8 o'clock, I think?
Yeah.
They're going to open the gates for the Cardboard Boat Regatta. This happens in Ellis Park, Robbins Lake, and it comes up on Saturday.
Yeah, this is an old tradition that the Freedom Festival brought back last year. We participated for the first time, had a tremendous boat, a great crew, but for whatever reason, we ended up sinking.
Yeah. Boy, we were ahead, too. We were taking on Riverside Swarm with two players from the University of Iowa women's basketball team. And at the midway point, we were ahead. And then we just started taking on water. And water overtook our boat. We capsized. So,
I think 50% of the fun of the cardboard boat regatta, though, is to see, will it float? Will it sink? It's always an experiment until you get onto Robbins Lake.
Yeah, part of it is these unusual and crazy designs to see if they'll stay in the water. And we challenged our crew as well. And it started down one path. It was going to look very similar to what we did last year. And then first mate Tay, he's a street teamer, stepped in, helped producer Ben. And you can see the finished product right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It has a Jaws theme. We actually made a cardboard boat, looks very canoe-esque. And then we actually have a shark coming out of the water, attacking the boat as part of the boat design.
It's pretty cool. I think producer Ben and first mate Tay did an excellent job theming our boat. And you and I put ourselves in charge of improving the rowers inside the boat. Last year, we just asked some of our street team to step forward and volunteer to be a part of that experience. But this year, we're like, no, we need to stack this thing with pros.
We're going to the top. Well, I guess technically they're student athletes. They're not pros, but
They know what they're doing.
They're very experienced.
More shows than a bunch of people.
Hey, NCAA, we're not paying them.
No.
Just to be clear. Women's rowing team, University of Iowa, Laura Murphy from Forest Park, Illinois, one rower, and Evan Schwickerath, our second rower. That's all we think we're going to need because you know what? They do it for college and they know how to row on the Iowa River. If they can row in a current, they can row on a lake.
Exactly. They've got technique. They've got finesse. They've got the tenacity it takes to get this cardboard boat down to a buoy and back to the starting line.
The only thing they don't have are costumes.
Costumes are another key piece of the cardboard boat regatta.
I'm looking at our photo right now, and it seems that blood is a bit of a theme on the boat.
Well, we got
bloody handprints.
It's a shark attack. Yeah. It's like the shark's attacking the boat. Shark attack.
So I think, because they're coming in tomorrow, correct?
Yes. For a boat fitting and now costume fitting.
For a boat fitting.
We need to see if our rowers like the style of the boat. They have to be able to be comfortable in the boat.
We have to make sure their arms can get over it, actually paddle in the water.
Yep.
That's the most important. Second, though, most important is they got to look good doing it, or at least look like they're on brand and on theme. I know we found some old Z102.9 t-shirts. Are we just going to rip the heck out of those things? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think that we've got to rip them up a little bit. Also, producer Ben asked me to get a little bit of like fake blood.
Yeah? What'd you get?
Like stage blood?
Yeah.
Well, I got a bottle of like makeup.
Are what you're showing, is that to scale?
Yeah.
You're showing me maybe what would be allowed on an airplane.
Yes. Yes. It would definitely fit on a...
So you bought travel mouthwash size fake blood.
Correct.
For two grown college student women who need to look like they've been attacked by a shark.
Listen, how much fake blood have you purchased? It is either that size or you get a gallon. Like, what are you dealing with? And I didn't think a gallon.
No, I agree.
That's overkill.
It's the same as when you buy paint for a room. You just don't know.
There's no in between for paint. Why is there no in between?
For fake blood. Could you maybe give them each a bottle? Can we get one more?
One more bottle?
Yeah, one more mouthwash-sized bottle of fake blood.
One travel-sized bottle.
Or do they have to just equally share the small
They're
bottle
gonna
of blood?
They're just going to have to share this. There's just no way.
Yeah, we could always use red food coloring. I think that would work too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah?
Why not?
Yeah. Here's what it needs to look like. Shred the shirts.
Yeah.
Look like you've been attacked by a shark. And then just, I think, be resourceful with the fake blood.
Yeah, we can water it down a little. I don't know. I haven't worked with the fake blood medium before.
I will say, whatever paint we used on the boat for the bloody handprints, that looks good. I don't think they want to put paint on their bodies, but I'm just thinking out loud.
It's a good backup, though.
How much of that did we buy? Maybe we have extra.
At least we have it, yeah.
Okay, we've got our theme, which is up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We have our two rowers coming up from the University of Iowa tomorrow for an official boat fitting. And also for costuming, because when the morning scramble is involved, it's a production, people. It is a production.
Hopefully we have enough fake blood.
We're going to put a show on the water coming up on Saturday.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
Yesterday going to bed or this morning, I did have a little panic attack.
Really?
realizing we're doing this in about a week.
I know.
Yeah.
It's coming up so fast.
Yes,
we are going to make our own record right here in the corridor. This is going to be the largest gathering of people wearing party hats.
Yeah, the actual wording by the Guinness people is conical hats. And though we do not have any intent, well, we can invite them, but I'm not paying for their airfare and I'm not paying for their hotel.
You pay for yourself, man.
They have their own little kit you got to fill out. And you know what? It's out of our budget. So we're just going to go for a record because you know why? We can, and it's good for our area. It's going to bring people together. We're going to have fun.
It's going to be a huge party. We are attempting this on Saturday, July 5th. This is going to be at Veterans Memorial Stadium with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Come to find out, it's also Mr. Shucks' birthday, so
yes.
Everyone's going to be wearing party hats. Why not celebrate Mr. Shucks?
So a couple of things you could be doing right now. One, just so we have a rough idea, and you are not obligated, but this helps, go to the Z102.9 Facebook page. We have created an actual Facebook event. Again, this is not your entry. You do have to buy a ticket
right.
to attend the game, but this lets us know, like, there's interest. People can share the concept with other people on social media. It's just one of many ways we're helping get the word out. Another way is with our friends at the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, they called yesterday. We had a lovely conversation with one of their reporters talking about this event, and they're going to try to spread the word and help us out.
Yeah, working on a story right now, which I believe is going to run before the record attempt. Now, the day of, this is a nighttime game on July the 5th. That's a Saturday. It is a fireworks game, which is going to get a good group of people there anyway. Plus, you probably have friends and family in for the holiday weekend.
Exactly. Why not treat them to a spectacular show plus a big event like making a record of all these people wearing party hats? Plus, the fact that it's Mr. Shucks' birthday, we've invited a bunch of the area mascots.
Yeah, 2,500 party hats will be handed out at the gate. Mascot list, once we start to really build that up, we'll have a better idea of that coming up next week.
We had an RSVP cutoff, right? We got to make sure we got a list of mascots.
I don't know if we did that or not.
We'll have to figure out who's coming.
Producer Ben did it all in crayon.
That's
every
adorable.
Single mascot invitation was handwritten and hand-colored in crayon.
I hope he put RSVP on there.
All of them had the sun in the upper right-hand corner.
So cute. And a tree?
Yes. Oh, it was
There's
beautiful.
There's not even a tree at the ballpark.
No, but that's
bless
just...
Bless his heart.
The colors he had... And the image, it's a vision. We just let him go with it. Area mascots, Mr. Shucks' birthday, fireworks, and on top of that, going for a scramble record. You are invited. Buy those tickets right now with the box office, with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and we will see you at the ballpark coming up on Saturday, July the 5th.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Gotta help a listener out. Chandra contacted the law offices of Scramble and Scramble and asked us to take her case. She and her coworker, Ron, disagree on how they approach Frankie from HR's desk.
Hey, Frankie from HR.
Frankie from HR is the lady who has a candy dish that's right there. And it's, you walk by, grab some candy. However, Chandra says when she walks by and takes candy, she always says hi to Frankie. Ron doesn't think he has to do that. He just grabs candy and just continues on. Looks like Frankie's busy. It would be rude to bug her. They disagree on how to approach the lady with the candy dish.
I bet this comes up in a lot of offices because there's one, if not more people that always have those candy dishes readily available.
True.
Shannon was that person.
Oh.
What was interesting about Shannon is hers was closed. Like it was in a jar with a lid.
Oh.
So it does make it a little awkward if you are a person who just says a grab and go. You do still have to fidget with it to get it open. Take it, close, the entire time trying not to acknowledge the other person sitting right across from you. A la the Ron method.
Right, right.
But I tell you what, I'm on Ron's side on this one.
You are?
Yes.
Why so?
Clearly and completely on Ron's side. The whole reason that is out there is it is communal and it is without any sort of strings attached, right?
Right.
There's no sign that says... Talk to me before you take it. It reminds me a lot of how my mom handled Halloween. We were in the country and it was just her, right? She would drive us to different houses.
Yeah.
So she used the old, please take one candy dish, but there was no-
How did that go for her?
Now, hold on a second.
How did that go?
I'm going to support the people that took more than one. There was honestly no obligation for you to talk to the person who left you the candy. The candy is there as a gift. You don't have to talk. What if they're not there? Do you have to wait for them to come back for lunch and say, I took a piece of your candy? It seems like you're adding an extra condition of some sort of requirement just because I want to have a mini crackle. Let me take my mini crackle and move on.
You're addicted to the crackle.
Let me also, I got a bad crackle addiction. I do.
Battling crackle addiction.
I've been battling crackle addiction since junior high. I took up crackle at a very young age. I think it's by having some sort of implied requirement that you have to give them after the seventh crackle, what am I else going to tell you? Thank you again?
You're getting seven pieces of candy a day?
Oh, maybe. It depends on if I'm having a bad crackle day or not. I don't know.
Oh, my.
Have you ever had a lot of crackle? It's great.
You clearly have a crackle problem.
I have a crackle problem.
Okay, we're going to get you the help that you need.
What? You can get me down to four crackles a day.
I'm thinking one a day is probably plenty. But
I got to take steps on my crackle journey. You got to get me off the crackle. You got to work on it, please.
We're going to have to do a program.
Make sure there's no crunch around, because oftentimes if there's no crackle, I'll go straight to crunch.
Exactly.
Whether it's one crackle or seven, I am not saying anything. You put it out there. What is this, some sort of trap and a box is going to fall on me and now we have to have a conversation? No, I'm just there. I'm there for the candy. I'm clearly not there to see you. And you know that HR person. Ron is fine. It's a fly. I call it the flyby with the candy. Grab that crackle and run, man.
You named it? You named the move the flyby with the candy?
Yeah, flyby with candy, especially when it comes to crackle.
No, I am totally.
That's good stuff.
Team Chandra, I got your back because it is the decent thing to do to acknowledge the person who has given you candy. The reason they set out the candy dish is to engage with their fellow coworkers, give them a little sweet moment in their day. You owe them at least a hi, at least acknowledgement of the fact that you are taking a candy from their dish. Particularly if there's a lid on the dish, that's like, hey, stop.
It makes it more awkward when I'm taking... usually if there's a lid, I'm taking 2 to 3 crackles at a time.
Right.
Just because I'm not coming back. Like, you just made it more difficult. You added another level of difficulty. It's like a video game. Right. Stop doing that.
And this
Let
person,
me take my free candy and not talk to you in peace, please.
Exactly.
That's what I want to do.
Here's the thing. They want to be taken out of their rhythm, right? They want that engagement. It is a grind every day, right? You want to connect with people around you. And that is why people set out candy dishes, okay? Your mom set out the candy and people cleaned her out at Halloween, right? It's like, please just take one and people will take it all. It doesn't work. We need decency. And the decent thing to do is to say hi, maybe say thank you. Hey, maybe every now and then you drop off a bag of candy at Frankie, the HR lady's desk, saying thank you. I will pay you back for this candy with, here's some candy.
Based on what you're saying, everybody in this building who has a cup of coffee at the Keurig that I maintain should be talking to me. And they don't do that. They just take it and go. They just make their coffee. I'm providing
the
coffee.
That's the company's Keurig.
It's the Eric's coffee pods. It's this lady's candy dish is my coffee pods. And not one person ever stops by to say hi.
It's not on your desk.
That's because it's not next to the coffee machine.
Put out a candy dish on your desk, but...
Yeah. Feel free to swing by and not say hi and take all the stuff you want, because that's how I do it.
You have to say hi when you take a piece of candy.
No, you don't.
Okay, we disagree. We've laid out our cases. Where do you stand on this very intense issue?
Let's take those phone calls right now. Phone lines are open at 200-1029. Jury in a hurry.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, juror, the case of the candy dish. Do you need to say hi when you take that candy?
I don't think so. I mean, occasionally. I am a candy dish lady. I have one on my desk. And even before I became that, my coworker that had the candy dish seemed like she was really busy, really like focused on her work, I would just let her do her thing and I would grab a piece of candy silently. But if she looked like she could, you know, have a little conversation with me real quick, then I would go ahead and be like, hey, how's it going? Thanks for the candy.
So you're a no.
I see a grab and go, a fellow grab and go.
If it looks like I'm going to bother them.
That's what Ron was saying. All right, we'll
Thank
put you,
you
on that
much.
Column. Thanks, caller. Jury in a hurry, you're taking candy from the candy dish of your coworker. Do you have to say thank you or hi or anything?
You do have to say thank you.
Yes, to acknowledgement.
You do not have to tell me all about your day, though.
Oh, okay.
Make it brief. Okay, I'll take it, though.
Thank you, caller. All right, let's go back to the telephone lines. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. We've got this communal candy dish. Is a thank you or a hi required?
Thank you and a hi.
So you are a yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. How about this one? Hey, Jury in a Hurry. Okay, you've got a coworker. They've got that candy dish. If you take a candy or seven like I do, do I have to say thank you or hi when I take that candy?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
All right, another
thank you, juror.
Jury in a Hurry, co-worker's candy dish is a required high once you take the candy. Do we need to do that?
No, they don't, because I had a boss who had a stash, and he didn't want to be bothered all the time just getting his candy stash.
Get in there, get out, and take the candy. The candy stash.
Yeah, get in, get out. And
candy!
Just because you're being nice. Thank you for the call, by the way. You're being nice by offering it, but you don't need to engage in the conversation.
I don't believe that. Okay, but what say you, members of the Scrambillion jury audience? Jurors?
Claire, at a solid one more vote than me lead. Back to the phones we go. Hey, Jury in a Hurry. We are debating on behalf of an office here in Cedar Rapids the candy dish at your coworker's desk. Do you have to say thank you or hi when you take a piece of candy?
You should at least wave.
That's a high.
A wave. Okay, you're going with yes.
We'll put that in the clear column. That counts as an acknowledgement. So,
thank you
very much. Not a lot of candy drive-bys like me. I need more candy drive-by calls. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. You've got that coworker. They got the candy dish. You take candy. Are you obligated to do a high or a thank you?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, caller. Hey, Jury in a Hurry, we're debating this candy dish. What are the ethics here? Do you need to say thank you or hello when you take that candy?
I think you need to do the Midwest thank you. Kind of raise the candy up, raise your eyebrows, and mouth the words thank you without it actually coming out.
Like, especially if they're on the phone.
I know exactly,
you're busy.
Yeah. I know exactly thank what you're
you.
Talking about.
All right, we'll throw you in the Claire column. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Claire, you've had a nice run. Maybe this one will seal the deal.
Just need one more.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Okay, you've got that communal candy dish at your coworker's desk. You take candy and you A, walk away, or B, acknowledge.
You at least have to give them a thank you.
That's an acknowledgement. That's a hello.
And that's a win.
That's a win for Claire.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you. Decency wins.
Good news for me is I don't have to share my crackle. There's not a lot of people like me.
Well, yeah, it's a reminder that we need to get you help for your crackle
problem. I have a crackle problem.
That's a bit of a problem.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.